everything?
I can hear both of you, yes.
Great. All right, I'm going to play a theme song then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it new since Halloween?
Oh. Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to gold, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Look at that, a classic. Welcome, yeah, everyone.
That's old school.
It is old school.
I have, how does this work, 200% of the guests?
Mm.
I don't know how you do a percent when you have zero, usually.
You have two guests.
However you want. A great increase in guests. I have Ian.
Hello.
And Alec.
Hi.
To do a podcast.
Mm.
I have two games.
All right.
Yay.
And I thought maybe a good way to go about
well,
this.
Well, really, you have 2.5 games. And there's the wine drinking game.
How many?
2.5
That's games. Not a game. Well, that's a punishment. How many of your games involve Roseanne?
None. However,
oh, damn it.
Both are basically the Roseanne game.
Okay.
Oh.
Played with different sitcoms.
Oh.
Ooh.
So
that black sitcom that I thought was made up last time
Homeboys in
good.
Outer Space.
Oh, my God.
Well, these are two other sitcoms that sound pretty fucking made up.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I thought we should do one at the beginning.
Okay.
Yes.
And one not at the beginning.
All right. So one, like, also, one at the beginning and one in the sort of last third of the show. It's act three.
Yeah.
Okay.
You act as if Peter plans out, like, sections of the show.
He does. Don't you see this big whiteboard behind us with a complete map of how everything works?
Yes.
Yeah. There's so many lines. It's like an Oliver Stone film.
Now, here's
back,
what we could do.
And to the left.
We could do... I could tell you the names of both of the shows.
Or don't tell them yet.
Know much about them.
All right.
And then you could pick which one you want to do first.
The Simpsons.
El Simpsones.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Oh.
God.
Sounds a little Jewy. But
so
okay.
Then a guy named Kramer goes into...
Jorge?
I kind of want to know because like I know that something in France is where they title every movie very literally. Like instead of Lethal Weapon, it'll be like Black Cop, White Cop.
That's awesome.
And it will. So I wonder what they title Seinfeld, like Whiny New Yorker or
Seinfeld
or George's Improbably Hot Girlfriends.
I like that the way the French title of the movie is like if you were playing a game of Password.
Yeah.
Like what you would be, Black Cop, White Cop, Lethal Weapon.
Exactly.
Should I tell you the names of the shows?
Sure. I think so, yes.
Okay, one show is My Mother the Car.
Mm.
I've heard of this
Isn't
show.
Isn't that old?
Yeah, it's pretty old.
It's fairly old.
Yeah. I thought
I'm guessing neither of you have actually seen
I've never seen
it. I think I've seen one episode of it. Like maybe
cheater.
One. Cheater. Yeah.
All right, he needs a handicap. That's not fair.
I don't think it'll help.
It won't matter.
Unless you remember what was the premise of the episode you saw.
I don't
the
remember
mom
anything
was the car.
Else.
Yeah.
Asshole. The other show is called simply Whoops.
Whoops?
Whoops.
Was it like a Nickelodeon show?
It's like
show?
A blooper show?
Nope. This is a sitcom.
Okay.
I can read you kind of... For each of these, I printed off. So I have, like the Roseanne game.
Okay.
I have the real episode descriptions with one fake in there.
Right.
But I also decided, since most people probably hadn't heard of these shows, to print off the description of the first episode.
Okay.
Because in both cases, the first episode describes
the situation
kind of what's going on
right.
in the show.
The premise. Okay.
It makes sense for a situation comedy to have the situation described.
So remember that guy named the situation?
Oh, yeah. The guy. I think he lived in like an eastern state, like Connecticut. It was Connecticut Shore.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I love that you even know more than me. Wasn't it on that Real
it was,
World
It was
versus
in Jersey
Road
Shore.
Rules?
No, it was Jersey Shore.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm thinking of The Miz.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, he's like a professional wrestler now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Okay, so here's the first episode of Whoops. Mark tells of how during a military parade, some kids were fooling around with their remote control toy car, which caused a nuclear warhead to launch and all the world's powers to open fire. At the time of this happening, Mark had just gotten off work and was making a deposit at the bank when in a flash of light, the nuclear holocaust happened. Now, driving through a barren wasteland, Mark stumbles upon a fertile valley containing a farm that houses five other survivors. However, the six constantly bicker and do not get along as a community until a gigantic mutated spider threatens the farm.
What the fuck?
The survivors have to work as a team to be able to fend off the spider.
What was this, like 1991?
93.
Oh, I was so close!
Oh, man.
Ah!
This was like where they said, we need to put something on TV. And we don't care what it is.
This was before UPN, right?
I think this was in the era of
that
like
was a
UPN?
Fox show.
Oh, okay. It was when Fox was
how
the outsider.
How many seasons? Seven, eight?
One.
No.
Oh, no.
One season.
It did not quite.
No.
Both of these shows went one season.
It fell far short of syndication.
Yeah, yeah. They're not even. You won't see that next to Seinfeld.
You know what they need to do, though, is take a bunch of these shitty shows and combine them into one show.
That would be
and
great.
Syndicate that.
Oh,
okay. You know what
I mean? Just like little parts, like 3 minutes of each show.
Yeah, like get Manimal and all these other shows.
You could call it like Icarus, season. Where there's all these like ambitious ideas that didn't quite make it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or bring back the actors that were in them now and put them in one show. Using
really super
parts of like.
Or maybe you do like sort of like a Walking Dead, like then, you know, the Talking Dead right afterwards. So then you have an hour of programming. Like they have the show, you get all the actors afterwards to be like, I was so drunk.
What happened?
I still am. As long as it doesn't have that fuck Chris Hardwick on it, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Competition.
He's, so hacky. Yeah. He's not funny. All right.
Here's My Mother the Car's first episode.
Okay.
While perusing the local car lot, Dave Crabtree discovers that his mother, Gladys, has been reincarnated as a junky old Porter automobile, so he buys her and brings her home, much to the dismay of both his wife and eccentric car collector, Captain Manzini.
Captain Manzini.
See, that's what I remember, is like Captain Manzini is in my head.
And Mrs. Yep. Crabtree.
Yep.
But basically, it's the Lovematic Grandpa thing from The Simpsons.
Why?
Yeah.
Why would he?
But where, like, all Grandpa right. was in the Love Tester? Like kind of the same premise.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then like they have various adventures, and Captain Manzini is kind of always trying to get the mom car because he wants that car.
He wants the car, but like the guy doesn't want.
He's like, my mom's inside that car.
And for some reason too, he can't just say
my mom's
in this car because she can talk.
Right.
But it's got to be a secret because reasons.
Right.
You know,
because you have to have a shitty show. You have to have 26 minutes of a...
Yeah.
You have to have like 20. Yeah, like 23 minutes.
Like, no, something's wrong with the tire again, Captain.
Now, does she like have a voice? Like, does the hood like open up? Like when she
That's
talks?
A good
or
question.
Like the lights
I
flash?
Don't actually
or
know.
Like a Herbie?
Herbie the Love
Herbie.
Bug.
Herbie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you think Herbie the Love Bug could beat my mother the car in a race? Like in a drag race?
Well, they would end up fucking. They would start racing and then they would just run directly into each other.
I feel like they would like race and then it'd be really close and they would fuck afterwards. Like they'd fuck a worthy opponent.
I think
to make a supercar.
Herbie from Herbie Fully Loaded could.
Right.
Especially once they digitally resized Lindsay Lohan's boobs to be smaller, because there's less boob weight for drag.
They That's digitally true. Resized her boobs to be smaller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was like a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they were like, you can't have a big knockers if you're
You can't
a kid's
have
movie?
Tits.
Do you like how I just presented Disney's logic to you as if it made sense?
Yeah.
Like, because it's a kid's movie.
Kids can't see
have
big
some
tits
chick with big jugs in here.
That's insane.
Which seems weird, and like you know, in our current era, where like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie now has like a scene with Megan Fox bending over in a car window. We're like, that's fine, leave that in.
That's Transformers. Don't embarrass yourself.
Can I tell
yourself.
You something? I had an argument with
it's
someone.
Totally
at work.
Ninja Turtles too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
actually,
it's in both movies,
Ninja Turtles has her jumping on a trampoline for no reason, and she does bend over inside of a car.
Whereas Transformers, she's bending over the car,
over the hood. The yeah, she's bending like
she
outside of the
so
window.
So good. That was when she peaked. That was before you knew who she was. You're like, who's this hot girl?
I was having this argument because we were talking about some movie, and someone I work with was like, you just have no ability to suspend your disbelief. And I was like, that's not true. I was like, I just get mad when I feel like they explain something they didn't have to. For example,
okay,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right?
Right.
And so they're, I'm like, in a world of walking turtle men,
right.
Do I really care how they learned Kung Fu? No. However, when you explain it to me as their rat friend found a book about Kung Fu,
right.
read it, and then taught them Kung Fu, I get mad. So like, just to have them arrive knowing Kung
right.
Fu, I don't care.
Don't
how
be
they
crazy,
learned
Pete.
It.
Come on.
So do you like the explanation better where like the rat watched his master do Kung Fu?
Yes,
the old
and
school.
Then you're like,
yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I guess that makes a little more sense because he's like in his cage doing a shitty animatronic Kung Fu. But I'm
oh,
like,
it looks so great and old school. Like,
Can I tell you how many books I like read about things that I wish I could do that I cannot do?
You could just, you're not reading hard enough.
I had a kung fu book when I was a kid, and I was like, I'm going to do this because I don't know kung fu. I didn't learn shit. I didn't even get through the pages that were just like teaching you how to like warm up. And it was like,
stretch
barefoot on the ground. You're like, now lift only your big toe, but leave your little toes. Now set your big toe down and lift all your little toes and not your big toe. And I was like,
I love that that's
kung fu.
It's not, but they have to fill a book.
Yeah.
That's when they have to stress it out. What the fuck are we going to do here? So do you guys prefer the rat that was mutated into a humanoid rat or the human that was turned into a rat?
I think I like the human turned to rat.
So do I.
It actually
makes more sense to me.
Yeah, and it's just, it's more poignant.
Well, then he has a rivalry with Shredder.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, instead of just like, I don't like this asshole that's like...
I will say I do like the Ninja Turtles movie thing because like the rat, like, you know, the Shredder kills his master, so it's like a revenge
thing. That's fair. At least
like that's a really...
A bit of a reason if he was a rat first.
Now you're talking the
old school.
Original.
Yeah. The pre-Vanilla Ice version.
Because my understanding of the new movie, which is pretty hard to understand, was that basically they did not know each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just sort of fight.
They sort of like collided coincidentally.
Yeah. Have any of you seen the second one? Because I saw the first one, but not the second Ninja Turtles.
I did not see the second one. I saw a part of the first one. I was kind of drunk.
My dad and I went, which was hilarious. It was funny because my dad's not usually like, let's do something together. And he's not nostalgic, but he was like, when we saw the first one as a kid, when I was like six or something, it was a big deal. So he's like, do you want to see the Ninja Turtles movie? And I was like, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, yeah. And it was all right.
Yes, it's possible.
You're like, sure.
It was fine. I mean, it was, you know, exactly what you'd expect.
Did you see the new Star Wars movie?
I fucking loved it.
I haven't seen it.
I won't spoil anything. It's better.
Let's not even talk about
it. It's way better than the last. What was that?
Force Awakens?
It's better than...
Episode 7. Yeah.
It's much better than 7. It's actually a good movie. It's really good.
Chicks doing it for themselves. Episode 7.
The protagonists are now either women or people of color, which is totally fine. It's 2016.
Dude. Did you, like, the guy, like, you know the blind guy who's in, like, these movies?
Peter said don't talk about it.
Let's not do this.
Well, the blind guy's in the...
This is how it happens.
You know what? Don't look at me. Don't yell at me.
Spoilers are not a death of being stabbed in the heart. It's a little cut here, a little cut there, and then the whole movie's bled out on the floor.
He's in the trailer.
I don't care.
He exists.
I avoid the trailers.
I do, too.
And I will say, he's totally worth it.
Don't talk about this later.
Totally worth it. I didn't say anything else. I just said it was good.
Why did you insist, though? When I'm like, I don't want to hear anything. You're like, but I have to say it.
But Rogue One is a thing that exists in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Spoilers.
Was there something you wanted to say about Rogue One?
No, I just asked him. I was trying to make conversation on your podcast.
It's really good.
What do you think you're doing?
All right.
How dare you?
So my mother, the car, and the other one.
Whoops.
Yeah. Whoops.
Oops, I did it again.
Ian, why don't you pick? Because, you know, I feel bad about berating you for talking about a thing.
For trying to talk on your podcast.
Trying to talk on your radio show. I recognize it's my fault because this movie's been out for like almost a month at this point.
Right.
So it's very hard to avoid.
You'll like it when you see it.
The problem is I like going to the movies. Yes. I usually go on a weekday after I work the weekend.
Right.
But the weekend was Christmas this year, so I couldn't do that because I got all this other shit going on.
Exactly.
See it next week.
It's worth seeing. I'll say it's totally worth seeing.
I'll go.
Yeah.
You know, I figured it wouldn't be.
It's like my second favorite Star Wars movie of the 8 or whatever the fuck there are now.
That's good.
It's really good.
I would rank it significantly lower, but I can see where it's.
If you say 5th or lower, no, 6th or lower, that's where it gets real interesting.
That's true. If you say it's your 4th favorite, that's okay, because that makes you like the original trilogy.
Yeah, like I would say, like, I was actually thinking about this a lot, but I said, like, I think I just like the original Star Wars, where it's just like there's a certain Sunday afternoon quality to it.
That's allowed.
Yeah. And I like Empire Strikes Back.
That's my favorite. That's why this is my second favorite.
Yeah, so I'd say
because Empire Strikes Back is fucking magnificent.
I have a hard time like with this one where it feels like the things I liked the most about it.
Right.
Non-spoilers. Careful. The things I liked the most about it were the unique things.
That's why I started disliking The Force Awakens.
Right.
Because the first half with all the new characters and the new things was fun. But then they were like, hey, remember Han?
Yeah.
He's back but old. Hey, remember Leia?
Oh, wait, see, but I will say in Force Awakens, all of my favorite parts were with Han Solo. Where I like the part where like they're discussing the new Star Destroyer thing or the new like big planet killing thing, and he's like,
spoilers. Yeah, I haven't seen that yet either.
You haven't seen the Force. All right. Like that, I won't feel bad about.
I had like a big expression on my face. I was like, "Oh shit!"
I just but you made like, this face. Like, wait, what?
Nice.
But I like the part where he's like, "Oh, well, it's a bigger Death Star. We'll just blow that up."
Yeah, but sometimes you know, just because you acknowledge, I don't think that if you do a hackneyed thing and then you acknowledge it, it makes it any less like hacky.
I like that Harrison Ford tried. I like that he put effort forward. But I would say, like, in the new one, non-spoilery, the worst parts are when they call back to the old movies.
I can sort of see that.
Like,
okay.
That's the part where I'm like, I just want more forward momentum.
We can't talk anymore about
anyway,
this.
Anyway, you know what I would like? I would like two things.
All right.
I would like...
From me or from Star Wars?
No, life. From the podcast in general.
Oh, okay.
I would like... First of all, I think it's good that you opened a bottle of wine for us. Actually, Poonmaster Flex opened a bottle of wine for us. She
did. Now... I should tell the story of this wine.
All right.
This is not really
first
wine.
First of all, this is a color of...
Kind of grapefruit? Not grapefruit juice, but like grapefruit.
I would describe it as grapefruit or possibly Pepto-Bismol mixed with pee.
And it's like cloudy. It's not a color. It's many disgusting colors.
So you would say Pepto-Bismol?
Pepto-Bismol.
Ooh, there we go.
So
Pepto-Bismol.
So my office mate was telling me, she's like, so I got a gift for Christmas. And she was my cousins, they have a neighbor and, you know, they have one of these things in between their houses where it's like a, you know, when a lady shaves her pubes, so there's just a landing strip.
Yes.
They have that. Between
that was
houses.
A real segue to I didn't expect.
Oh, they have also, a soul patch. They have a soul patch between houses.
I love that your coworker was like, I have a cousin who has a neighbor. Tell me more.
Yeah. Go on. So they have this shitty piece of land that's worthless to everyone, right? So they decided to plant grapes, like grapevines.
Okay.
And
they really should plant weed there.
They probably should.
Yeah.
So then they harvested the grapes to make wine. Now, they are not experienced vintners, winemakers.
Oh, my God.
And so
I couldn't tell from that.
It turned out that the, I don't know how many bottles they made, but they gave, so this is her cousin who made it with his neighbor, and they gave her 6 bottles for Christmas. And there are 3 different shades amongst those bottles, and amongst those different shades, there are also different chains.
Kind of and this is all from one batch.
Yes.
One process. Was there stuff in any of them? Like a nail or a rusty, you know.
That I cannot... This is where my knowledge of the origin ends. Okay. Now, it is in a bottle with a cork. It's 2016. It's called Pink Stuff, a member of the questionable content line.
Yeah.
Bound cellar/driveway/basement, aged in a cask since Thursday around noon. And the back says alcohol content label. Yes, probably. Yeah, and then it says caution. Do not drop. Bottle is glass and may break. Bottle may be more valuable than contents. Certified, quote, fit for human consumption by Nick, who lives near the third pillar under the railroad bridge over Ralston Road, Arvada, Colorado.
Which sounds so crazy, it might be true.
Yeah.
Like, well, if they find me dead with this in my hand, I'll know where to go.
Oh, God. Yeah. Blame Nick, yeah.
May leave stains on clothing and other surfaces, even if deemed impermeable. Do not use for thinning or removing paint. Recommended as the 4th or 5th bottle of the night. Whoa. Please drink responsibly. So she was telling me about this, and then she was like, hey, if I brought you this, would you try it on your podcast? And I was like, yes, I would.
So has she tried it?
No.
Anyone she knows tried it?
She said a relative of hers tried it, and he was like, I'm not sure that I would use it for cooking.
That's such a weird,
it's not an endorsement,
classy insult too, though.
Yeah.
Not like it's shit that tastes like shit.
No,
I don't
think
I'd use it for cooking.
In fairness, though, like when you have a wine for cooking, you shouldn't use a wine that you wouldn't drink. It's not like beer, like where you can have like a, you know, a beer you wouldn't drink, but you could put into a chicken.
I don't know anything about cooking.
Like a chicken's butt.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have to fuck them. You have to rape them before you eat them.
So
the semen makes it saltier.
Does anyone care for some?
I think we all do.
No, I think you two need to try it and tell me
Give me my New York City coffee cup.
Okay. Oh, it's so gross.
I'm doing this in shot glasses. I don't own wine glasses. I guess I'll drink out. You know, I'm going to drink out of this NASA cup because it's like, you know, this is an
experiment. To infinity and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
There is also some significant debris.
That's what
in the
got
bottom.
Me.
I was one side.
So we really have this kind of like prison wine experiment going here.
What is that called? When you do prison wine like that.
Bruno?
Yes.
Bruno.
Yeah. Let me know.
That smells horrible.
Oh my God.
I'm
a little vomiting.
I'm not regretting not having any with you guys.
I think I'm making a face like he already drank
it. I am looking forward to seeing you guys drink it though. I can report.
Now, I'm not going to drink this whole shot. I'm just going to sip it because it's wine.
All right, but we got to cheers a little bit.
And you're classy.
First. So, yeah, okay. Cheers.
Whoa.
Get around this.
Whoa.
There we go.
Joey Lawrence.
All right, so we're going to have a sip.
Gross.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Now, Peter's was a more visceral reaction. Peter sort of recoiled physically. Ian's chin just went low, and he wrinkled up as if disgusted.
No, I think I've had significantly more to drink than Peter has. Like thus
Peter
far in
took
the night.
A second drink.
Yeah, but like
I'm not entirely sure this has booze in it.
Oh, it just tastes like shit, but it's not even like alcoholic.
It's very
watery. It tastes like kind of rotten fruit punch.
Oh,
like slightly rotten fruit punch.
Yeah, like an old
here.
Candy.
Just no. Take a smell. I'm asking you for
absolutely.
A smell.
Yeah. Oh, it smells like a gym. It smells like the mats at like a karate studio.
It does.
It's like feet and BO, but also, oh,
cinnamon.
Yeah. Yes. It's nice. Hints of cinnamon.
It's pretty vile.
You're not going to drink anymore, are
no,
you?
No, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm going to just put this like on the other side.
And they got six bottles of it for...
Yeah.
They're like, here, this is trash. Could you throw it away
actually,
for me?
Actually, I'll hang on to it so that way one of us finishes
you
it. So that way
recycle,
when someone...
Or...
Yeah, I mean, you could use the glass bottles to hit people over the head.
That's true. They are a weapon.
I mean, like if I had to take a choice of drinking a shot glass full of this versus the Malort... I take the Malort all the way.
Is this it's that bad?
Oh God.
It's just weird. It tastes like something that's not to consume.
It would if I had a choice between the Kool-Aid pickle brine from the Greeley Urban Classic and this, I take the pickle brine.
Wow.
Like and that's without the booze. Like the pickle brine without the booze was much worse.
Wow. It looks gross.
Now the salt
I don't regret not having
the salt water. I'd probably take this over the salt water.
That was the grossest.
Yeah.
You guys just took a shot of salt water?
At the golf tournament.
There's a punishment?
One of the holes was a shot.
Okay.
And so the worse the shot you took, the fewer strokes it counted as. So in other words, if you took one that was like
something
pickle
good.
Juice, Kool-Aid, vodka,
right.
That was a very low score.
Right.
Or if you took like a tequila shot or something like, or a fireball, that was like a lot of strokes.
Right, right.
So it was quite the thing.
It was a hoot and a holler.
Hoot and holler.
Okay. Ian, did you select a...
That was the second thing I had. Like, the first thing was the wine.
Okay.
The second thing was I would like to go through the whoops game.
Okay. Great.
Well, that's easy. I know.
Because this is a definite whoops here on this wine.
Stop drinking
it. Yeah, you can stop.
Ian's, like, continuing to
Your
drink
Your stomach
it.
Hurts later.
It already hurts
Call
now,
a hospital.
So I'm going to... Put that way over there.
Force yourself to vomit until there's blood.
Induce vomiting.
It's just like wiping.
If there's not blood, you didn't wipe enough.
Yeah. How do you know you're clean?
Huh. You're not.
That's how you know. Okay. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And they're varying length. The ones that I copied from Wikipedia are copied verbatim.
Okay.
No edits.
Okay.
And the one that's made up is made up.
Did you try to do the same style?
I tried to, you know, kind of keep it so it wasn't obvious.
Okay.
Now, the other thing with this game is to decide who is going to guess first.
Remind me of...
Yeah.
I know I lost to you, and that was
right.
the first time I'd ever lost Roseanne. But we played another game last time?
Well, we did Homeboys in Outer Space.
Yes.
I think we played another one.
Did
though.
I lose
Darla
those two?
Darla and Greg, perhaps?
Yes.
I
Have
feel
you
like
me multiple times or just once?
See, I feel like this is all irrelevant because I went for the wine and you didn't.
So that means
get,
that you should. That's fine.
Yeah.
You and I will not fucking drink that. So
yeah.
So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna read through all of them first.
Okay.
And then, you know, I'll do any, if you want a repeat or any specific repeats.
Pete and repeat.
And then Pete will repeat. All right, here we go.
Okay.
First, the survivors decide that they should reproduce in order to increase the population, but Mark is suffering from impotence. Mark believes his impotence may be a sign the survivors need to know each other better before they can introduce children to their community.
This is already great. I fucking hope to God this is a real one.
I wish that, yeah, I want the show to exist.
Yeah. It sounds like it did for a full season. Was this a full season?
There was a full season.
There was one full season.
Of like 22 episodes?
Oh, you know what? There was a full season, except the final episode was never...
It didn't even air.
It didn't even air,
or
yeah.
created.
Oh, okay, they like, wrote it, but they were like,
but
no.
Never shot.
That's
yeah.
great. All right.
Number two. The group creates their own makeshift currency. Number three.
Oh, that's all?
That's it.
That's it. Okay.
Number three. In a discussion about how to rebuild society, the group is swayed by Suzanne and decide to start by creating new television
Suzanne's
shows.
Suzanne's a bitch.
Fuck Suzanne.
Number four. The survivors find hallucinogenic berries.
I love how short these are. This is different than the Roseanne one, because Roseanne always had like an A plot, a B plot, sometimes like a third thing.
But we're learning a lot
about
sitcom
writing. The Roseanne game is looking for like little details, and this is like the Netflix description.
You're right. We are learning. You're right. That's why Roseanne, powerhouse.
Like,
this
did you really
one season.
Think about like a Simpsons or a Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
You could not survive. You could not sum most of them up in one sentence of... The Simpsons.
The gang makes their own currency.
Yeah.
Homer runs for sanitation commissioner.
Right. And you're like, I mean,
guest starring Steve Martin.
But like, there's so much more.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you too.
Here's number five.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
A crystal causes Alice's bust line to grow much larger.
Boom.
She seems to be enjoying her new status as the object of men's attention as opposed to Suzanne. But Mark reminds her by giving into being considered an object, she may be ruining what she has worked for her whole life for women to gain respect.
I love that, like, the other ones don't have a description, but like one of the women's titties get bigger. Let's tell you more.
Right.
Okay.
Now, do you think in that episode, like, they somehow enhanced her breasts, or do you think like they were like tying them down? The
push-up
the
bras have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to do like CG.
If she had a sweater, she could just stuff.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they had her dressing in fairly non-revealing
right. And
all along.
And then she was like, bam,
those
maybe,
dogs
yeah.
waiting to bark.
Yeah. Those sweater puppies.
Everyone,
yeah, maybe it was a Lindsay Lohan and whatever.
Everyone has like a vault jumpsuit like in Fallout. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I like how that one is the dumbest, but also the most.
They
the
give
most
us
detailed.
The reasons why.
Yeah.
And then they also tell us the moral.
Yeah.
That perhaps your big titties are actually working against what you care about the most.
Like, somehow the Wikipedia editors felt like they needed to clarify this one where everything else is like, oh, yeah, the
I
thing
don't know.
Happens.
Everybody dies. Yeah. It's cool.
You know what I like about it, too, is it's sort of like, hey, you worked your whole life for women to gain respect. Now, granted, at this point, there are six fucking people left, so who gives a shit? Like, there's, like, at most two women or five women
It sounds like, so far, we know about two.
Yeah.
Right.
Suzanne and...
Alice. And so it's like, well, I mean, what, is women's suffrage going to be a thing anymore? Like, who cares?
That's true.
What better equalizer is there than having six fucking people?
Well, Wikipedia will tell you.
Okay. Six. Christmas is approaching, but it is not the same as the nuclear holocaust has ruined much of the world's evergreen tree population. That's the main reason.
Yeah. I love that they're like, we need a Christmas tree. Oh.
I like that they know it's still Christmas.
The holocaust. That's true, too. They're like, we're not disappointed. There's only six of us left. I can't believe this is real. We do need to acknowledge that this is fucking insane. And then title.
Whoops. While cleaning out the chimney, the group finds Santa Claus has visited the group, but appears depressed. He later reveals to the group that he is suffering survivor's guilt as his workshop at the North Pole had a fallout shelter, but the door slammed shut and Mrs. Claus and all the elves were unable to get inside.
This doesn't make sense. Is he another survivor?
Stuart Pankin, guest star to Santa.
Who's Stuart Pankin?
I have no idea.
Or do you when you made this one
or
up?
Or do I?
Yeah.
Did I slip that in to surprise you?
He does
a gross little finger
He did like sort of a fisting gesture.
Yeah, Pete definitely just finger blasted the air. Yeah. Or did I?
With two like fingers, a, too. Like you mean, like
a
he
Stoke
meant business,
shocker. Yeah. You're right. He was like,
He's preparing for the shocker. He's doing like the foreplay for it so then he can get his pinky out later.
I didn't know. This is why I've never successfully done it. I didn't know there was foreplay for it. I thought you just put it right in.
Well, you got to warm up like a little
now
bit.
Now I know.
I mean, yeah, you can't just go for the shocker right away. Also, trim your fingernails.
Yeah, I do need to trim my fingernails.
Learn about that.
I mean, it makes it harder for me to do cocaine when I do the shocker.
You just need to keep it on your pinky, though.
That's exactly right, because if the pinky goes in the butt, you have to have like your other hand be your cocaine
hand. I like how excited you were about that. But that's the problem. You need a
Yes, exactly.
Finally, someone understands.
Finally, someone understands my shocker problem my cocaine problem at the same time.
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay, finally, number seven, an electrical storm reverses Frederick's aging process.
Frederick, you fuck. All right.
That's it.
Does everyone else like not have an aging process? I mean, we all have an aging process.
Yeah, it reverses it.
Why it would just do that one character's though?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that button, Benjamin Buttface.
Yeah.
All right. Benjamin
and
Brad
is
Pitt?
This really a problem? I mean, your aging process is reversed, but if you're like an old man,
not
you'd
really
be like, well, I guess I got like 30 if there's only years six to of you this left, out. I don't know.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Like, well, it depends on your age.
Dying anyway.
But I mean, if you're like 45 or 50, wouldn't you be fucking delighted? For at least 20 years?
That's what's so interesting.
You'd be like the healthiest
this.
Person like while everyone else is dead.
Well, and by the time you're a kid, you would have been 90.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, it would suck dick to be a 10-year-old again.
Right.
But fucking kill yourself. And I'd rather be 10 than 90,
I just think. Have to make sure you kill yourself when you're like
right before
still old enough
pre-pubescence.
To have the strength.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a 10-year-old could kill themselves if they really wanted to.
I think so, too.
I think they would kill themselves by accident.
That's true.
Yeah. Well,
but you'd have a 90-year-old mind.
In this situation, it seems like, I mean, there's a nuclear holocaust, gigantic mutated spiders. Seems like
that,
easy enough
that
to
was a good one
get
too.
Yourself fucked up.
Here's the problem. I believe I fucked up one of the times, one of our games, and I lost immediately.
Mm.
So I think my main goal, I mean, I have to beat Ian, which I used to do consistently,
right,
but I don't want to fuck it up. And
you know, I've only won once. So
that's true. But yeah. It hurt. I still remember.
Somehow, yeah.
I still remember.
That's the fatal flaw of this game, though, is because a lot of the times when you lost so early,
yeah.
And I was like, wow, this game only took like 8 minutes. Like I was kind of banking on this taking a little,
like a little more,
eating up a little more time
on the whiteboard behind Peter. If you see, this is at least 1/3
it's
of
a good
the
chunk.
Episode. Yeah. So okay.
Well,
okay.
Actually, there's a lot of stuff about how 9/11 was an inside job.
That's true.
I mean, it's a
That's
pretty
true.
Big whiteboard.
I don't think that fuel could melt those beams. You
Jet
assholes.
Fuel doesn't melt steel beams.
Ah.
Who's that guy? Jesse Ventura.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Alex
underneath.
Jones.
Those towers went down. It couldn't have melted those beams.
Underneath Denver DIA is the aliens.
We all know it's demons underneath. That's what powers the demon horse.
That horse is a menace. It's like Spider-Man. Okay?
Menace to society?
I would love to be...
Threat or menace?
I would love to read... So Poon Master Flex works at the university.
Don't give it away.
And there's this guy who does frequent newspaper reports about, you know, the university fucking up here and there.
Right.
And so they've had these little meetings where they're like, what are we going to do about this guy? Like, I would
like
love...
kill him?
No, no. Right. Just
oh,
like,
this is great.
Man, can we like get this guy to like
stop?
Fuck off?
Are these newspapers as in like the Greeley Trip?
Yeah.
Is this Mike Peters?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, no.
And so... I would just love to someday find out that some organization was like, this guy is a menace. He's ruining our time here.
That's the first PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Like Jim. Menace.
Yeah. Menace,
okay.
Question mark?
I'm going to quickly reread these.
Recap, yes.
Right, so
recap.
You can have an idea.
Wait, let me try to remember. Santa Claus.
Santa.
Then we've got Big Tits.
Okay.
We've got Currency.
Yep.
We've got... Another Christmas style one? Oh, Christmas trees.
That's the same one as Santa.
That's Santa.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Then that one really went in depth, so I'm still at only three.
Yeah.
Reversed age.
Reversing age.
So that's four. And there was seven?
Yeah.
So I'm missing
three.
All right, you told me those.
Okay, the other ones were the survivors find hallucinogenic berries. in a discussion about how to rebuild society, Suzanne decides to make TV first. And the survivors decide they should reproduce, but Mark is impotent.
All right. I think, I hope I'm not reverse psychologizing myself here. Making TV is fucking dumb and very 1993 and boring, which means either you came up with that to throw me off and you did too well and you're going to fuck me on the outset, or it's perfectly shitty 1993 television. Because they're like, we're in a TV show based on only six of us being alive, but some bitch wants to make TV,
what
but there's
do we
no
know
one to watch
right
TV.
About as TV writers.
So unless you just inceptioned me and the top is still spinning, I'm guessing that that one is not real.
You guessed incorrectly.
Oh, you fucked me!
Yes!
God damn it! Yes! That's your fault!
Yes!
You came up with the stupid, shittiest storyline. God damn it!
I spent so long making this, too.
Oh,
like,
my God.
So I had this up
God
on my computer.
Damn it.
And then I was like, what are some like other tropes of, you know, surviving an apocalypse,
shitty, like,
or like a crappy sitcom?
I need to get
sitcom?
Another beer. I'm disappointed. Like, you're fucking guessing first on the next fucking game.
I feel
God
like that.
Damn
I
it!
I feel like that's fair. Can you also get me another beer?
Yeah. What do you want?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I'll take
beer
too. Whatever.
All right. Both of you, so you can talk. All right. About how fucking failed.
I'd like to thank everyone who supported me in my victory.
Big ups to Jesus Christ.
Big up to like Jesus.
That's your
big ups.
For doing too well.
Thank you. I was like really enjoying the I really enjoyed like that show. I thought it was like it had a lot of potential.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably watch this show. I think there's really something to this idea of like you basically make a channel where you're like, okay, we don't really have enough episodes of these things to syndicate, but it's like, guess what's going to be on next week? The fucking sitcom with Hitler in it. Then, you know, the week after that, we're going to do this weird nuclear Holocaust show. The week after that, we've got My Mother the Car. You know, and it's just like, I could see myself flipping around on TV. Or if this was on Netflix.
Yeah.
I would watch half of an episode.
This actually sounds like it could be super clever. The problem is 1993 wouldn't have been funny.
Right.
Like, it sounds like this is just hacky as shit in 93. But if you did it now, it could... If you do it... purposely making it bad so it's like meta.
Right.
I think it'd be good.
It's like Adult Swim bad as opposed to like, yeah.
Well, and I tried to watch the first episode of the Hitler sitcom. It's so boring.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good, you know, and it's like, oh, he lives next door to Jewish people and whatever, and you're like,
oh!
Yeah.
The Goldsteins! Ah!
Well, and you just think it's gonna be real fucked up, but basically... It almost seems like they wrote an entire sitcom that they're just like, there's no fucking jokes in here. Right. And then they're like, okay, if we just make the entire premise crazy.
The problem is they think the premise is the joke.
Yeah.
You can't, if you're coasting on that, all right, I'm going to surprise you with the beers.
Right.
Okay. We have to decide which beer you made up and which beer. Nice.
Yeah, except for I'll do too well. I blame you for that. Yeah. I'm mad at you. Okay, I did not look what's in my hand. You get left and you get right.
Oh, I wanted that one.
Well,
this
then
is what
ask
I've learned
Peter.
From. Yeah, we could trade. What's that?
Ooh, I didn't purposely.
Oh, fuck
that.
But no, I want this one.
Okay. What I've learned from these games is that I think I could have written sitcoms in the 90s, by which I mean writing sitcoms in the 90s was the thing to do because it was so fucking easy.
Yes.
Like, you could just write bullshit.
They fucking filmed these. Like, the fact that this was a real show that they paid people to make the sets of, and...
I like that there's also, like, there's premises that were rejected in the 90s where someone's like, no, this won't go far enough.
We can't, idea that
we can't make a whole season out of this.
Yeah, what are the... You're right, they're rejected. I'd love to know the rejected, the pilots that
like, what did not
it.
Go far enough?
And and I also would love... I feel like there's got to be somebody out there who is like a cameraman on like five or six of these kind of shows who's just like, when I was filming this, I was just like, what the fuck?
There's,
like, what is happening?
Why am I not on the show? Why am I not writing the show?
There's somebody like who's like holding a boom mic or like adjusting it. Who's
the
just 90s saying,
seems really rough for writing period, doesn't it? Like, everybody was just a little fucking dumber. Or maybe we just accepted
mediocrity. I don't know.
Mediocrity.
Like, I mean, like, Seinfeld
well,
was
Simpsons
there.
Well,
like,
Simpsons
was
pretty clever.
Seinfeld,
that's you know what? You're right. So I can't say
that. I mean, there's like
that.
A handful of things that were really clever.
But maybe
and everything
that's
was...
why it's they've lasted, and that's why they're, like, seminal. Because they were surrounded by even more shit.
Well, I guess that's, like, isn't that true of, like, pretty much every era where, like, most shows are awful and there's, like,
I think
one
you
or
could say
that.
I mean, who's
the
genius? One, the, like, it's Peter's Law or whatever, where, like, 90% of everything is shit.
Sturgeon's Law.
Yeah.
Yep.
Peter Sturgeon.
What the fuck?
Sturgeon General Peter David Dirk.
I feel like there's more, like, you know, the cream rises or whatever, but I feel like there's more cream now. Like,
I agree with that.
Shows that I can't keep up at this point.
Yes.
Right.
But in the 90s, if a Netflix type thing had existed in the 90s, I feel like I could have kept up with the, like.
The three good shows?
Yeah.
What about not the baby. Like, you'd have to, dinosaurs. Like, you're right. Yeah.
Well, because I feel like in
the dinosaurs 90s, had a super dark ending, but.
Yeah, it was like the fucking
Ice Age.
Did
they kill them? Yeah.
Like, they killed everybody in the show. Like, and the show, like, the series finale, everyone dies.
As they should.
I feel like, okay, because in the 90s, I would watch Simpsons, right. Seinfeld, and right. I saw all of them dozens of
yes.
times. And then there were sort of the peripheral shows, but that I still, you know, like Frasier.
Right.
Which I was like, I have no business as a 13-year-old watching Frasier, but I'm going to because it's tolerable.
Right.
Like, I can at least recognize what's supposed to be a joke in the show.
You're like, that was clever. I won't laugh out loud, but like, good man. Oh, look at that dog.
Roz was a lesbian.
I feel like Wings helped me adjust to being in airports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
everybody was like likable. Mm-hmm. You might not have laughed a lot, but you're like, I can identify with that guy.
Yeah.
Thomas Hayden Church is very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
News Radio.
A great one.
That's right. A gem.
That's a really good go-to, not funny, sort of funny, with Seth Rogen, who seemed to have gotten
Joe
like,
Rogan.
Thank you.
Joe
yeah,
Rogan.
Seth Rogen's the pothead. Joe Rogan's the one who's like... He's angry because he's into like ultimate fighting, but then also like fucking shrooms. It's the weirdest mix.
He
like,
seems to be into what I have heard called body hacking, which is like
okay,
doing weird diets or taking weird supplements or you know whatever.
So the Batman, what was Batman's name?
Bruce Wayne.
No,
fair enough. Christian Bale.
Yes, the Christian Bale method acting.
Yeah.
Don't give it away, you asshole.
Oh,
spoiler
sorry.
Alert.
Spoilers. Jesus.
I haven't read those comics yet.
Bruce Wayne and Batman are the same guy.
All right? Yeah. Fuck you.
What do you mean the same guy? How's that possible? I've seen them in the same place at the same time.
Oh, that was Matrix Supergirl. She was
they were at a party. Bruce Wayne was standing in front of me, and I saw Batman swinging through the rafters.
I think that was
and Alfred exclaimed in shock.
Do you like
how
they was probably Superman in the Batman outfit. That happens from time to time.
You blew my mind. Yeah. Are they the world's finest? I think so.
I mean, Iron Man and Captain America are really the world's finest.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
In terms of getting...
Shut it.
In terms of getting box office internationally.
Oh, if you want to talk about the movies. Jesus. Sarah and I watched the extended cut of fucking Batman versus V Superman.
There's a longer version?
And I thought maybe it'll flesh it out. They took out like even more subplot of like some woman lying about like the gunshots. Remember when they were in like the desert?
Oh, yeah.
And so there was a woman who was like coerced into lying. It was an even longer thing when they were in the fucking Senate.
About the part I cared about the absolute least.
Wasn't that a joke? You're watching Batman v Superman and there's a woman who has this weird way of talking. And she's I'm a senator from Vermont.
Oh, is that
Holly Hunter.
Place? Yeah. She's like... I have a problem talking, but I'm in a movie anyway.
Wait. This you're talking about like there's this longer scene before Holly Hunter sees like the jar of Jesse Eisenberg's pee.
Yes. You remind me of him so much, by the way. Oh. Every time I see him, I'm like, that's Ian. Only in looks.
I feel the same way where I see Jesse Eisenberg and I'm like, I could do that.
You could. You could play him in movies.
Someone makes the Jesse Eisenberg story, like I could be the
Ian Dirk in the Jesse Eisenberg story.
I can tell you right now, if in Batman v Superman, I just had been sitting in the theater,
right,
and then all of a sudden it's Lex Luthor and you come walking on screen, I would have been like, well, this is the best movie experience I am ever going to have.
I would rather see Ian than Jesse Eisenberg.
I like the idea.
Ian would actually, it's more fitting. You'd be even kookier because he's acting, but you would actually be like embodying. It'd be great.
I'd fucking love it. Because I'd be like,
that's my brother.
You know, there's Ben Affleck and Ian.
What is happening? Ian would just be like, hey, Superman, fuck you. I got your mom.
How did he keep this a secret? I'm Lex Luthor, fuck you.
I like the idea that you're in the movie and people are starting to be like, I don't know who this guy is. And then like you go to the front of the theater and be like, listen, he's my brother. I want to see where this goes.
That's true.
I seriously think I may get up and be like, stop. Stop this. I know this is a fake movie.
Nope.
Nice try.
We didn't edit it in there.
Yeah. I'd be like, no.
Ian's actually a movie star.
Very funny, you guys.
Nope.
Very funny.
Sir. Sir, sit down.
Also, I'm eating popcorn this whole time.
You're like between mouthfuls of popcorn, like, I've seen a lot of movies.
In my time.
And this movie right here is clearly got my brother in it.
I had a discussion at work about my suspension of disbelief.
Right. That's the line. That's my brother. I don't believe it.
You guys, come on.
All right. All right, you got me. All right. All right, everyone. I went from being offered a role as an extra in Sex and the City 2 to
Sexy Boogaloo. Yeah.
Did you take it?
No, I did not.
Why?
Wait. This is a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story, yeah.
You tell this story.
Yeah. And why the fuck didn't you take it?
A lot of it was because, like, I was in the Peace Corps. Okay. I don't know if you knew that. But like,
I did know that, but you were in Morocco.
I was, but they shot Sex and the City 2 in Morocco.
Okay.
And they were looking for extras.
Back it up again.
Right.
Sex and the City, the television show on HBO based in, around, and about New York.
Yes.
They shot in Morocco?
Well, they shot two movies, right?
Wait. There was one called Sex and the City,
like
the first one in New York.
Well, like there was a Sex and the City show, right?
Yes,
they had a Sex and the City movie.
Okay, with Mr. Big.
Yeah, and they had a sequel.
And the sequel was based in Morocco.
The sequel was based in Dubai, narratively, but
right.
They shot the movie in Morocco.
Okay,
because it was cheaper to shoot there,
which makes sense. But doesn't Dubai have a bunch of big old fucking like?
They didn't shoot it in Dubai. They shot it in Morocco.
I know that's what I'm saying. Doesn't Dubai look nothing like Morocco?
Yes, but they didn't like. They didn't show like the nice like glittering towers or anything else.
Okay, that's what I'm
they
saying.
Just like sort of said like. Oh, well, we're in the Middle East.
Right. All right. Because I've never been to either, but I know enough about international affairs to know that Morocco.
They wanted Arab-looking stuff, not like big like skyscraper-looking stuff.
We need brown people and Middle Eastern shit.
We need brown people and clay buildings.
All right. All right.
And so they went with that. But like...
Okay.
But basically like within, you know, like within the... like in Morocco, they're saying like we need like European looking people, Moroccan looking people,
right?
Get some extras in, and it's like here's how much you get paid.
So like, then they were like, we need Whitey, Whitey McWhiterson,
right?
We need Jesse Eisenberg, and you're the next best thing.
Mm-hmm.
So how much did they offer you?
They were offering like 35 euros a day, and I was like,
that's comparable to $70 a day back when you were in the Peace Corps, my friend.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but I was like, you know, I kind of wanted to go home because like I would have had to stay an extra 2 months in Morocco.
It was to go back to America home. Yeah, fuck yeah, you made
the
right choice.
They weren't gonna like put you up anywhere or anything.
Like, oh
you
no,
have to,
like you'd
so
have to,
you'd have to keep shitting in the hole that you were.
Like you have to figure it out for a couple months, and then like be like, and then I'll be in the movie.
No, you made the right call. This wasn't just a I'm lazy and I don't want to go. Yeah,
yeah, right. Or I have a principle against this.
Right,
right. Which is because while you were gone, podcast
gone.
Magic. He said that this was the movie was based in Dubai, the movie narrative.
Okay,
but that they shot in Morocco.
Okay,
to which I said, "What the fuck?
Why not? Yeah,
yeah." But then he said that they just needed brown people. And clay buildings.
Well, it's a lot cheaper to shoot in Morocco than Dubai.
They shoot a lot of movies in Morocco, don't they?
They do.
Like
that's
a
so
Jason Bourne or a Bond or some shit will go there.
Mission Impossible was there.
Yeah.
Like the new one where like I was actually
that one
sitting,
was good. That was
I was sitting
movie.
In the theater like watching it and I was like...
Are you serious? I've been there?
Yeah.
Like I know where they are?
Well, like, no. I was like, those guys don't wear those scarves. That doesn't work. Like I was like...
When you know why too much,
yeah, I'm like,
it takes
I
you
do
out
way
like,
too much.
This
I was
is,
like,
yeah.
This is like this. None of this
See,
works.
This is why it's bullshit when people are like, you need to travel. It opens your eyes. Because I'm like, no, if your eyes are open,
it would ruin.
You can't
it for
watch
you.
Fucking Mission Impossible.
Peter's
anymore.
Ignorance is Peter's bliss.
It's my one thing I have.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
right.
I have.
Don't take it from him.
My beautiful ignorance. My wide-eyed
sweet,
wonder.
Sweet ignorance. Peter's film. Always just like, yay! Oh!
My ability to be swept up by film is all I have.
You weren't swept up by Doctor Strange, though.
No.
We had a long discussion about that.
It was good, not great.
I didn't like the end. I thought the end was crap because it was just basically like time travel.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't really like time
you
travel.
Know when it, when I you know when I realized I didn't love it? When his fucking... levitating cape started punching the bad guy.
When it was the carpet from Aladdin.
Yes, and I was like, motherfuckers, I get that you need humor, but don't sacrifice narrative integrity for like, ah, yeah. Oh, look at that cape has actually got itself a personality and it doesn't like the bad guys and it punches
now,
them.
Now wait, credit where credit's due, and spoilers. Spoilers, because you've already seen it.
Okay, proceed with caution.
I would just
might have been
delve
drunk.
Into
Star Wars on accident. Nice. That would be so fucked up if you were just like, and then they blew this up.
That would be
that
great.
That was Star Wars. Boom.
Mike drops, and then he leaves. We're just on the podcast, and Ian like walks out.
He's on the floor. Yeah.
They totally get the plans for the Death Star of the Rebellion, so they can do Episode 4.
Don't worry. Yeah. That's already been spoiled in 1977. Yeah.
But I actually like the idea of the of Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Or Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbund.
I like the idea of a Marvel movie where the villain is beat with cleverness instead of punching.
Except for that it wasn't that clever.
It's a little bit.
Listen, I didn't hate it. I liked it, I think, more than Peter did, because apparently you guys had a conversation about it. Did you hate it?
I didn't hate it. I think I just felt like there was a lot of build up to... Okay.
That's how I felt about Ant-Man.
I didn't like...
Ant-Man was a big disappointment for me.
Well, I think like
Ant-Man was a very enjoyable summer movie where like you go in...
Now, this Mexican has a Mexican horn. Let's laugh about that 5 times.
In fairness, I go in with a heat-addled brain with any like summer movie.
You're allowed. Listen, yeah. I will not be one of those dicks who's like, if you like this and I didn't, then I'm going to judge you.
Oh,
like,
no.
I wish I enjoyed everything. I'm jealous of people when they really enjoy something that I don't. I don't judge them. I'm like, man, I wish I got that out of it.
I like that Ant-Man went small scale. Like in terms of like I wanted a superhero movie that didn't have a big giant blue
laser. I got you. It doesn't have to be world
small.
I do respect that not everything has to be like a world ending affair.
Right.
And sometimes the movies, especially superhero movies, go too far in that direction of like, if I don't save the world from this, we all die.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is nice to be
like where Ant-Man was like, if I don't win, things are marginally worse.
Yeah, this bald asshole that's not a very, like, memorable
villain.
He's
a bad villain, but like Marvel always has bad
villains.
That's
the thing.
Yeah.
Is like Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah.
Every fucking Marvel movie, they have one charismatic villain in Loki, and that's it.
Yes.
So
I was just talking to Sarah about that because we just watched Age of Ultron. Watching it. We literally watched half of it. And the best part of that movie is everything that doesn't involve Ultron.
Right.
Because he's supposed to be this awesome murdering robot, and he's like snarky.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, hey, Dad, I'm so mad at you. Jesus, you're a dick. And then Tony's like, hey, son. Like, everybody's got a lisp in this. But it's just... I really was disappointed because he's supposed to be this badass villain and he's snarky. The movie was well done. The jokes were good. The action's great. But God damn it, that villain was fucking disappointing.
I thought it was weird because I think...
Which movie?
Ultron.
Okay.
Because I felt like... I felt like people gave it too much credit because they were like, they didn't just make Ultron a robotic robot. But I'm like, here's the thing. The two options, if you have an artificial intelligence
or
not,
robot
or human,
right?
It's going to be a totally separate thing.
Bender Sanchez,
if you have an intelligence,
right,
that's not tied to a physical body,
right,
and that only can use logic to make decisions, it is not going to resemble a human being,
right?
Like it's,
and it shouldn't,
and
it's Bender Rodriguez. I apologize.
Beep beep boop boop.
Yeah, like what was that? The TV show. With like
Lost in Space. Or like the robot from Rocky IV.
Right.
Like it's not
gonna
be that.
Don't besmirch him, you asshole.
He was them drinks.
And then when they were mean to him, remember? When Polly was a dick to him? That poor
Polly.
Fucking robot.
It was almost like
God,
they were
Polly
like,
was an
maybe
asshole.
Maybe we can spin off Polly and the Robot Pal into its own thing.
If you will do a Polly and the Robot TV show, make up all 7. I'll play that game. But don't make it up too well. I'm still disappointed. I'm still stinging from the fact that I fucking failed. Like, I was like the one thing I'm worried about. And I failed.
And then you did it.
But
I feel good because I've won 2 games. So
I barely,
in the history of this podcast,
I don't
I've
give
won
you
exactly
a winning
2.
Of that game. I give me a losing of that last game. You had nothing to do with
can
that.
Can I have a second win, Alex?
Yes, you
a
can.
Second win. I
yes.
have 2.
So we're speaking
in
of Ultron.
History of almost 300 episodes.
Age
right?
of Ultron.
Okay. I just read the comic book,
fucking
actually.
Episodes.
Well, here's the other thing I did not like.
Not very good, right?
Parts of it are okay. And then like the part of it is like the big graphic novel.
Right.
It feels like a lot of the stuff is like, oh, it's disconnected.
Yeah.
Don't you just want to read, though, the Ultron... What's the one in George Perez drew it and stuff?
Oh, Ultron Forever.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck
Isn't
yeah.
Isn't that what you want?
When Thor like, was really? Just like, I,
we have
we'll
words
have words
with thee.
With thee. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and you're just like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And then they like blow up the whole fucking like city or state.
Yeah.
Markovia, right?
Yeah.
Or Sarkovia in the movie. I never remember.
Yeah.
But.
I actually kind of like the idea of like Sue Storm and Wolverine.
Right.
Like where they're walking around. Like I.
You're
like
back
that.
To the comic.
Yeah, the comic.
Age of Ultron. Okay. This is going to be a very insular episode. Yeah. We're doing a lot of real reviews.
Well, like I like that one. Age of Ultron, I would say the only part I like.
We're talking about movie or TV show?
The movie.
Now? I'm sorry, movie. Okay.
The movie, I would say my favorite part was at Hawkeye's farmhouse.
Yes. Don't they make Hawkeye great?
They
don't
do.
they take a character who really is a bit of a joke. They're like, this asshole like has arrows, yeah. And they subvert that in a really great way where they're like, he is the most stable and he's got his family.
Yeah.
And then when he gives the speeches, when like he's talking to Quicksilver and Quicksilver's like, I want to quit. And he's like, or was it Scarlet Witch? Whatever. But he's just like, well, I shoot fucking arrows. Yeah.
That was in the final battle.
It was so great.
But I think actually my favorite scene was like watching Captain America and Iron Man talk in that moment where it's like we just need to talk to each other. No, you just do that. And that was the best part.
The character interaction in that movie was really well done.
Yeah.
And did you guys Civil War?
Yeah.
Captain America Civil War? Yep. How fucking amazing was that movie? Like all the
way
through.
How amazing was The Amazing Spider-Man?
Wait, is that the newest one?
No, Civil War.
Oh, he was great!
Yeah.
He's actually like
that was
high school Peter Parker!
Yeah.
And he's making all the jokes and the quips!
Yeah.
Oh my god! And he's just like, and his aunt was hot.
Which Marissa Tomei is still hot.
She just looks really good for being like 40-something.
I think she's...
Peter's gonna go ahead and
I will honestly say, like, the thing that made me most excited...
And the wrestler? Holy shit, she looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm. The thing that actually I liked 52. The most was Black Panther.
Yes, 52 is insane. She is fuckable. And Black Panther was awesome.
I was excited. Like, I was like, I like the way the origin was handled.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm in this.
With his dad?
Yeah.
With T'Chaka?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, oh, son. Oh. And then when he's like a badass.
Right.
But then in the end, he helps him?
Yeah.
And even though I saw the Winter Soldier killing Tony's parents coming, still well done.
I feel like of the Marvel movies I'm most excited for, Black Panther's really high on my list.
As long as they write it well. The actor is great.
Right.
Tanisha Coates? Or is that the
Ta-Nehisi
writer?
Coates.
The writer. Yeah.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Yeah, who's the actor? You racist. You don't even know.
Yeah.
That black guy.
I don't know his name. I'll think of it, though.
Okay. But because
Ta-Nehisi Coates is doing the current comic,
But some of the most recent, like, solo Avengers movies I didn't really love. Well, like we're talking about. Back to what we were talking about with
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Age of Ultron.
The comic or the movie?
The movie.
Okay.
The main thing I didn't like about it is they did this thing that they do all the time in the movies, which is they basically set up this thing where they're like, well, he's Ultron. He can just zap himself into anything and just be gone.
Right.
So how do we defeat him? And then they're like, what will we just sort of do?
Yeah. He's too high up, Peter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like this thing they do in fucking vampire movies all the time.
Right.
They're like, there's vampires everywhere. How can we kill him? Kill the head vampire.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, or like, what was that fucking terrible movie Matthew McConaughey was in where dragons were real?
Reign of Fire.
I never saw that.
The whole... he's like, all right, let's kill some dragons.
It's the thing where...
I'm driving in my Lincoln, you fucker.
I
just like to get in my Lincoln and take my dick out.
I actually read an interview with Christian Bale where like he was like trying to lose a whole bunch of weight for that movie to look gaunt.
Okay.
Like he was like a survivor.
Of course, back to Batman. We were just speaking about this body mod or whatever.
But then
called
like
it.
He shows up and he sees like Matthew McConaughey's all buff. He's like, well, fuck this.
Matthew McConaughey's like, hey man, I was just lifting weights in my trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ate a hamburger made out of a donut bun. Oh my god. My girlfriend's in the trailer. I just fucked her, man. I'm so fucking high right now. All right.
And she was eating a donut at the same time, and I ate half the donut.
Here's the thing about Matthew McConaughey. I still want to hang out with him. Some people seem like assholes. Some people seem full of themselves and up their own ass. Matthew McConaughey seems fucking cool. Like, he seems like a genuinely awesome guy. Does that make sense?
I think he'd be fun.
I think he'd be so fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
He had the best part in Wolf of Wall Street where he's in it like for like 10 minutes.
And he does his like chest beating. In fact, I stopped watching the movie after that. I think
you missed out a lot of good movies.
You know what? That was like 4.5 hours, and I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
That's a quality film. You should see it through.
I do like Leonardo DiCaprio. He was the best part when he died in Django Unchained. Django. I said the D, fuckers.
How great was he in that movie?
He was so good.
He was good.
He's charismatic.
I saw that movie and really liked him, and then I saw What was that arty movie last year? The Revenant.
I did not see that. I heard it was a bit of a slog.
It was tough, but he was great.
You know, I love Tom Hardy.
It was so pretty.
Did
was
you Tom like the Hardy
good in was that? Pretty.
Because he is fucking awesome.
He was good, too.
How did God you like the bear?
It looked like a CG bear.
Well, did you know it was Andy Serkis?
No, was it really?
No.
Oh.
I do love that you, it's believable because he's always every CG thing.
Yeah, was like,
he's the Hobbit. He's
he just grew out like a big bear from like this little guy.
I like to imagine though they're then at the green screen and it's him on top of Leonardo DiCaprio and he's like, rawr, rawr, rawr.
He's like, grr.
So know, I think like he got all fucked up and that's pretty brutal, but. Mm. I think that's a little oversold in the movie because it's it's super brutal, but it's super short. And then so much of the movie is not that.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Anyway, but like,
Doctor Strange.
Okay. So in this movie, Ring of Fire, Rain of Fire.
Oh, Rain of Fire. Yes.
The big deal. The big problem is like dragons are real and they're fucking everywhere.
Okay.
And they just kill people. Right.
Okay.
And so it's like, well, how are we ever going to defeat these dragons? We can't even beat one. How are we going to beat hundreds?
These are good.
But then of course they discover like, oh, but if we kill the first dragon,
seriously,
it'll kill all.
That's
the dragons
even worse because
no reason.
All right. At least with vampire shit, Dracula makes them all. At least with the made-up mythology of vampires, sure. You can see that killing the head vampire, you could sort of twist it. But dragons have never been like, that's just like saying, how do we stop these gangsters? We kill the head gangster, and then the other, it just doesn't make sense.
And then all the other gangsters just go, like, they melt into sand. Uh-huh. They melt like an Indiana Jones.
They're like, don't come out to play.
Yeah.
Well, and this is the thing, like, Age of Ultron, it's sort of like they got written into a corner, because it's like, okay, we made this guy basically impossible to beat because the internet. And so we'll just basically, he's so difficult to beat because of reasons X, Y, Z. So then the way we beated him was we just decided that X, Y, and Z, not anymore.
Yeah, and I'm with you because if you're writing a fucking movie, don't make him unbeatable because of X, Y,
that's
and
the
Z.
Thing. Just don't put
just
yourself
don't
in that
fucking
corner.
Do that.
Yeah.
That's, I'm with you 100%. And again, I know I'm beating a dead horse, but like, he's a fucking robot, but he's got these snarky one-liners. He's like, oh, you know, you humans and your, what do we call them? Baby, little humans? Babies. I lost the word. Ah! I was just like, wow, you are really going over the top with this, like.
That felt like something like James Spader just said, like he misread the script, and then they're like, fuck it, we gotta put it in.
And they were like, let's not edit this to make him a little bit more like, I don't know.
Like somehow James Spader was on contract to say, like, I will have one take, whatever the take
fuck
is.
Fuck you. I get final say.
I get final cut.
Yes, I've got this, And
like,
I just,
like, somehow James Spader has final cut, and he's like, oh, yeah.
Well,
that'll work.
There was a lot of good one-liners from a lot of characters.
Mm-hmm.
None of them were from him.
No.
Ultron was, like, the hacky, like, shitty.
Well, he didn't seem threatening. He didn't seem. You know what that reminds me of, too? Like, there's this comic I really like called Incredible Change Bots, which is basically making fun of
is
Transformers.
Is that James Kolchaka?
It's Jeffrey Brown.
My mistake. You say,
Jeffrey Brown, go ahead.
There's this great part where
I do not like his books about like Star Wars and little kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fair. Those are definitely for kids. They're not clever,
awful.
But these are not for kids. Yeah, I don't like his. Well, anyway. There's this part where, so it's basically Optimus Prime,
right.
And there's the two humans, and the human dad has been killed, and so he's under a sheet, and the son is there, and this Optimus Prime is there, and the Optimus Prime guy is like, you know, sometimes I forget how fragile humans are. Of course, I'm a robot, so I can't actually forget anything, but you know what I mean.
That's great. It's pretty good. But that's like a perfect example.
I pretend to forget.
Of like, how do you forget? Like, you're right. Ultron, who's like in the internet and he's a fucking made up machine from like Tony Stark. And he's like, little humans, what are you called? Babies. I forgot the word, even though I'm a fucking machine.
Yeah, and
that's
like,
a
Ultron
great point.
Ultron would know everything. He would know the entire plot to the movie Bebe's Kids.
Right.
Because he can't not know.
Because it's his favorite movie.
Yeah. Okay.
But he would also be like super confused because he would like download the whole Alex Jones InfoWars series. He would like download everything on Reddit and he'd be like,
wait a minute. You did in a movie, you did an entire television show about OJ, even though OJ actually happened?
Yeah.
And you cast the guy from Snow Dogs? Jerry Maguire?
He won an Oscar for that.
Insanely. Because then like the next 10 movies he did were like fucking shit shows. But then they brought him back as OJ. I read he was pretty good.
I'm like, sure he was.
All right. So anyway, yeah. Fucking Ultron sucked in Age of Ultron.
Okay, so
the rest of the movie was pretty
to
good.
Doctor Strange.
Yes.
So smash cut.
The things that I didn't like primarily. Okay. Number one, so they had Mads Mikkelsen as the villain. So I was
and
like,
wasted
oh, that's kind of fun. He didn't do anything.
No.
He just had the crazy eyes. And also, the whole time I was like, why do his like little lackeys... Because I'm like, it seems that what they're saying is like, let's bring this ancient evil to Earth.
Right.
Because that seems like a good idea.
Right.
And they're never really clear. And I was like, I could buy the idea of this one guy is like fucking brainwashed or whatever. But how does he get these other people to be like, you know what? What he's saying makes a lot of sense.
These 18 assholes that are just like, ah.
And then
Pumpkinhead's pretty good. Dormammu.
It would be nice like they walked around with like a bag with a dollar sign on it to be like, we robbed a whole bunch of banks.
I would enjoy that immensely. If they would make a movie with people with like bags with the dollar sign on it, I would see that movie.
It would be nice if Marvel had something where it said like, our plan is to steal a whole bunch of money.
That's what Peter was talking about. Not every movie has to be. Sometimes you got to beat up the Shocker because the Shocker in his quilt suit is trying to rob a bank.
Right. Sometimes you fight the kangaroo.
Yeah,
sometimes you fight Galactus.
What's the Tyrannosaurus guy?
I don't remember.
What the fuck is his name? Fuck. God damn it. He's great. Oh, and
the
Grizzly.
Lizard.
Remember Grizzly?
Yes.
Oh, he's great.
Wow. Yeah, they're like, you know, the rhino was pretty successful. Let's do that again, but a bear.
Totally. They're like, this animal motif thing has been pretty good, guys.
Where it's basically the animal, but his head is coming out of the face.
Adrian Toomes as the vulture is pretty good. Let's do, what the fuck is that rhino's name? Motherfucker. All right.
Can I have a moment of silence for the Amazing Spider-Man 2 rhino?
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. Oh, Paul Giamatti. He'll never actually have a movie.
I said moment of silence.
I mean,
it was like completely ruined.
I apologize, but I didn't actually mind that movie. For as much as everybody really fucking hated it, I'm surprised. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I'll probably watch them.
Even with a little bit too much of a...
Dubstep Electro?
No. Yes. Well, what's that actor's name?
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx. A little bit of Jamie Foxx goes a long way.
I appreciate what they tried with Electro, but I'm like, I do not like those movies. I'm glad Marvel's back.
Really? Can I tell you something about Jamie Foxx in that movie?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, number one, I don't like when they make someone, they're like, you know what we should do? Because we need this guy to be a fucking nerd. Let's cast someone who's Jamie Foxx.
Right.
Because I'm like, I mean, Jamie Foxx is a lot of things, but he's not a fucking nerd.
I know.
And then they're like, let's give him some goofy teeth. And I'm like, you know what? This is a prejudice that still exists in the world. If you have goofy teeth, you're a fuck up.
Yeah.
That is
Peter's
like
not happy
with
that.
Prejudice. You know what you can do?
It cost Peter $20,000 and 5 or 6 years of his fucking life.
Right.
Well, people don't respect it. And you know what? It's crazy because like you can go into a 50 cent machine and buy hillbilly teeth. You can't go and buy like blackface makeup.
Hey, as a fat guy, I do know what you mean. Yeah. There's only like two or three things you can make fun of.
Yeah.
It's being fucking fat and teeth. So
fat is going away. It's like you're fat.
Is it?
Maybe for ladies more.
Stegron. His name is Stegron.
Stegron.
Yes.
Just so we're all on the same page. And his name? Vincent Stegron. They didn't even try. It's not even Otto Octavius. That'd be if it was like Otto Octopus.
Yeah. Octopus Man. Yeah. The guy. I don't know. My parents just named
Gene
him.
Gene Octopus that. Man.
Octo Octopusius. Yeah.
Octopusius is even better.
It's the Roadrunner Latin.
Octopus. Octopusius.
Ocho Octopusius.
Peter Parker? No. My name is Peter. Arachnid.
Spider Arachnid. Yes.
Homo arachnidus.
I just think it's fucked up that like having fucked up teeth is something we can still make fun of.
I agree.
And still like bash on people for, and you're like,
here's the thing, there's so few things that you can make fun of now that the things that you can make fun of are amplified and are worse. Mm-hmm. Back when you could make fun of anything, I didn't mind being a fat guy.
Right.
Now that being fucking fat is one of the few things you make fun of, it actually fucking pisses me off.
You're like, whoa, we need to start making fun of some of this other shit.
I'm just saying, you triggered me, motherfuckers. I'm just saying, if you're mad if I make fun of any of the anything about you.
I'm amazed the stools hold up this whole podcast.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Second game. Ian's guessing first. Fuck him in the A.
Let's do it.
I'm sorry. F him in the ass.
All Lisa, right, so this is my mother.
L. Simpson.
Like, F him in the ass in the completely non-heteronormative way.
Well, you guys are brothers, so that would be incestuous.
Let's see if the intro is on like
YouTube. That would be too sexy.
Ooh, opening and closing theme/credits.
Four.
My mother, the car.
I can't wait to hear it. Oh, it's already good.
Stars Jerry Van Dyke.
Everybody knows in the second life we all come back sooner or later.
Wow. Does everybody know that?
From a pussy cat to a man-eating alligator.
The way you all may
think my story is more fiction than it's fact. But believe it or not, my mother did. Decided she'd come back as a car. She's a very own guiding star.
I like the big band.
I like the stop.
Yeah.
My mother's back as a car.
She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here.
This guy's clearly got an Oedipus complex. Like, I'm glad my mom's back.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, I kind of I like the big band theme.
Not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
I want more shows with a big band theme.
I didn't figure out. I was like, what is this crazy noise? And it's like, oh, that's the horn.
Yeah. Aruga. Aruga.
I'm like pulling down like a truck driver horn.
But you can't toot, like, toot.
All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 this time.
All right.
And
you better fail fast.
Number one. Dave is forced to drive his mother to a mountaintop wedding, but along the way, she gets drunk on antifreeze.
I don't think that makes you drunk. I think it makes you dead.
But if you're a car.
If you're a car.
Remember, she's a car.
No, I did not.
Warm.
Sorry.
I like how this does
not bode well for your chances.
Here's the problem. I don't even think it's because of the booze that I've consumed. I think it's just my shitty short-term memory.
All right, number two.
How unrealistic is this? Hey, asshole. That would kill anyone. Hmm?
That wasn't a person.
That would kill anyone that's not a car.
I'm here.
We
to
like literally just listened to the song about
antifreeze. Number two. All right. Dave's mother gets amnesia following a fender bender.
And Dave's mother is a car, so we're all clear.
Right.
Yeah, because that one could have happened. They get in a fender bender. She hits her head. She gets amnesia.
That's fair.
All right. Number three, a gun-toting hooligan and his mall are hiding out at the Crabtree House after robbing a jewelry store. Dave botches several attempts to escape, leaving it up to Mother to save the day when the criminals try to escape in her.
Sounds like, you know, the way that in Mother and the criminals escaping in her is very Archer-esque.
I'll escape into your mom.
Number four? Dave hires a hypnotist when his mother starts having romantic feelings for the neighbor's car.
All right.
Like we talked about, the car's fucking. It's very confusing. Damn it. The problem with these are a lot of these sound like shitty. These really are all sitcom-esque, so I can't guess like the one that sounds the most sitcom-y. Because like Amnesia is a pretty go-to.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I like too, because these sitcoms are especially good because they were one season and you're like, yeah, they're really hitting the sitcom beats. Yeah.
They had to like they crank out like 10, 12,
like
two episodes. Yeah.
The son's like, I don't want you to sleep with that other car.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Mom's promiscuous. Amnesia. Hawaiian vacation.
pilot.
He's nice. If there's a Christmas one, I'll be delighted.
Christmas. Fucking Thanksgiving.
Tell me there's like a holiday themed one.
All right. Here's the next one. Dave and his mother try to thwart the assassination of a visiting dignitary.
Oh, diplomatic
immunity.
That's exactly what I thought of. I was like, you know, I think that movie fooled a generation of kids into thinking diplomatic yes. immunity was something very different.
It was that and Batman dying a good place, a death in the family.
Oh yeah.
When like, Joker was like, fuck the, you, the ambassador of Iran.
Yeah. Like, and he has like the whole like
human.
He just like does yeah. anything. He's like, just like, I'm diplomatic immunity. Like,
that was the best.
Even as a kid, I was like, I don't think it works the way that you think.
Beating someone
works.
To death with a crowbar.
Yeah. But he's like, diplomatic immunity. Fuck
well,
you.
Well, really, we know who killed Robin. The fans of DC Comics.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the right-minded fans.
Also, you're just like...
Too soon.
I mean, he's back. Fuck it.
You're like, spoiler alert. You know, Batman's a vigilante anyway.
Right.
So what the fuck difference does it make?
A diplomatic
yeah.
immunity.
Be like, that makes absolutely no
you're
difference
right.
to
he's
me.
A, get, you're right. He's fucking...
he's above the law.
Yeah.
He's not above the international
he
law.
He is the law. Ooh, that's yeah. what stops him.
Mm-hmm. Now...
how mad would James Gordon be? How mad would Jim be when he was like, fuck you. You break the law in my city, but then the international law, and you're like, okay,
like you just like sort of embed a batarang in Joker's head at the UN. James Gordon's like, it didn't happen in Gotham.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, yeah.
Meep.
Yeah, and he's like, how many times have I walked into a warehouse and I'd sent a bunch of like rookie cops there, but you like gassed them and tied them up, you right. know? Because you're like, oh, they'll get hurt. Then Joker's like, oh, I'm going to wear this like
he's
weird
like raping Robin or
yeah,
whatever.
Oh,
yeah,
he
and
looks so
just
awful.
Beat people to death. Yeah, and you're like, and now you're like, well,
Batman's
what
like,
can
I can't
do
anything about that. Angela Merkel would be so mad at me. Vladimir Putin would be like, get on my horse.
Even as a little kid, you're watching, like, was that Lethal Weapon 2?
Yes.
And you're like, Murtaugh, you just saw this guy gun people down in cold blood. And he's like, diplomatic immunity. And he's about to shoot you. And you're like,
nothing
maybe.
I can do. Yeah. Even though he's like crazy in the first one. He's like slapping his face. He's doing like a road or a Bugs Bunny. Like,
yeah,
like he's Daffy Duck, really.
Yeah, sorry, my mistake.
I don't think if you're a diplomat, you could just like, you know, you're going to the embassy. You drive your car up on the sidewalk and run people over and just be like, man, fuck it. You know, like, whatever.
There
just
was
like,
a, like there
you
actually
just fucks
was
a, your mom and then you're like, the fuck are you doing? Diplomatic immunity.
There actually was a thing on NPR, like on Planet Money, where they talked about like unpaid parking tickets.
And the diplomats that did it?
Like diplomats like from, I think it was like from Kuwait or Saudi Arabia had paid like no tickets. Like they had paid
bastards.
None of them.
How many did they have? Like a lot?
They had a ton.
I was
going
to say it must
ton.
Be a lot.
Like,
well,
they tried to rank them to say like who had the most parking violations in New York.
Nice.
And it's like Kuwait or Saudi Arabia just had a fuck ton.
They're like,
now
uh-uh.
See, that is one that I can get behind.
Because
if I was a diplomat and I'm in New York and I'm like, just fucking park in the handicap spot. What are they going to do? Uh-huh. They're going to give us a ticket, we throw it in the trash, and then they're going
to
try
back
and enforce
to Kuwait.
It, and I'll be like, I'm a diplomat from Kuwait. Fuck right. you. Like, what are you going to do? Arrest me? You can't. That I get.
Nice. Peter has been swayed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, when it's like machine gunning a dude.
And then beating like, Robin's mom to death with a crowbar.
Like you're machine gunning a dude from on top of a combine or something.
Yeah, they're in like some weird grain thing or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like,
you were so right about his like outfit, his like his racist, unacceptable turban, and it was so great because it's like the Joker in the comics is this crazy, like chaotic guy, but then he's just like in a shitty outfit.
Oh,
he's
the
like
80s.
Weird, he's dressed like a sheik or something.
Yeah,
and I guess ostensibly we're to believe like some other country was like.
Yeah, well, and then he's addressing like, the UN. Like, they're all listening. Like, the Japanese dignitary is, like, translating it in Japanese. He's
well,
like,
we have to
the Joker
him.
Says, I don't think that the Batman's a very good guy.
I'm going to gas all of Gotham City to death. And they're like, well, thanks for bringing this to the UN.
Yeah. Well, we're going to sanction you. We do not agree.
There's someone like Jordan who's like, I like his clothes, but I don't like where he's going.
It's like some guy from Sweden's like, draft a letter. We do not endorse this action.
Canada says like, we want to draft a letter, but we'll apologize first.
I'm so sorry about this.
All right. So where are we at in terms of the...
Yeah, how many?
Got
okay.
One more.
All right.
Finally, a nosy mailman convinces officials that Dave killed his mother and buried her under the floor of the garage.
Oh, God. I hope that's not you.
Okay. So I'm going to reread because it was been a while.
A while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
All right. One, Dave is forced to drive his mother to a mountaintop wedding, but she gets drunk on antifreeze. Right. Two, Dave's mother gets amnesia. Three, a gun-toting hooligan and his Maul are hiding out of the Crabtree house.
Oh, man. Maul
mother has to save the day when criminals escape in her. Dave hires a hypnotist when mother starts having romantic feelings for a car, and Dave and his mother try to thwart an assassination of a visiting dignitary, and a nosy mailman convinces officials that Dave killed his mother.
So wait, there's seven. There's seven of these ones.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Oh, it's fine. It doesn't
matter.
Drunk
on antifreeze, amnesia, mother saves the day from robbers, hypnotist for romance, assassination of dignitary, nosy mailman, body buried in the crush.
Awesome. That's God, that's
all
a
right,
good
one. So I have to pick the fake one or the real one?
You have to not pick the fake one,
yeah.
Which right. I fucked up because I picked Peter's too good fake one. It was so hacky.
What's the number?
God damn
what
it.
What was number three?
Gun-toting hooligan and his Maul are hiding
all right,
out.
All right,
the,
stop.
Okay.
I'll pick that one as real. That's a real
you
episode.
Are correct.
Son of all a right. bitch. Yes. I thought Peter would have thought Maul. I thought
yeah,
you would like...
The word Maul was like... The word Maul is like... That would go too far.
Yeah.
It's either a plant or real.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right.
I don't want to ruin this again. All right. Amnesia is too good as a... So I don't want to go with amnesia. The body one is too good to do now. So I'm not going to do the body one. He's like getting him arrested. He's like, you killed your mom.
I'd like to remind everyone too, both the previous and this one are sitcoms.
Right. Like the neighbor gets him arrested for killing and burying his mother. That's full of laughs.
So I like the episode of Seinfeld like where Kramer goes, hey buddy. I got a body in my apartment.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Newman and I are going to drive him up. You want help?
I'm an importer-exporter, but I also fucked and raped a woman.
Or George is like, I just found out I had this problem. Here's the thing. We were watching a weird TV show. And there was some extreme violence going on. And now I can only get hard when I see extreme violence.
Nice.
You know, and you're like, whoa. Yeah.
Are you talking about like some like alternate version of Seinfeld where like Kramer's a human trafficker?
Elaine... I cut myself. All right.
Hey, buddy. He just cuts himself on top of the forehead. Like as he walks in and then
nice.
He just walks out.
Nice. Just staples. All right. So I'm not going to do the buried and I'm not going to do... What was the one I said?
The
was
amnesia?
The amnesia because that's too hacky and now I'm worried I'm going to fuck myself again. Which leaves me another three.
Drunk on antifreeze.
Okay.
Hypnotist for romantic feelings and the assassination of a visiting dignitary.
God damn it. I think that a real one is drunk on antifreeze.
You are correct.
Oh, thank God.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
Boom.
Ooh.
So there are four remaining.
I'll go with amnesia as real.
Going with amnesia
That
as
seems like real. A sitcom-y thing.
Uh-huh.
I hope that it's too sitcom-y and Peter planted it.
It is real.
God damn it.
We're down to the
boom
final three.
Buried body and dignitary both sound great.
Yeah.
And that's what I worry about. So what was the other one?
Dave hires a hypnotist when his mother starts having romantic feelings
that one's
for
real.
The neighbor's car. That one's real?
Yep.
You're incorrect.
Ah!
Yes!
Fuck!
Yes!
Fuck!
I won two games!
Motherfucker!
Today!
It makes motherfucker.
Yes!
God let's talk about it. The fact that a real... episode of the show was a nosy mailman convinces officials that Dave killed his mother and buried
end?
Her under
like,
the floor of the garage.
That seems like a spec script that is sent up to the studio to say like studio demanded like 12 scripts and they sent that one up to be like
that's a cautionary
that.
Tale.
Like, well, like,
yeah, they're
it's
like
a way
this...
to say like we need to send up like 14
God
scripts
damn it.
And so we send up one up that we're like, we're never going to shoot this woman.
God damn it. Just let me make it clear. Diplomatic fucking immunity.
Boom.
Is fucking real.
That also, yeah.
But the fucking someone's one that I guessed.
Dave and his mother
God
try to thwart the assassination of a visiting dignitary.
What the fuck?
Is a real episode of this
what
show.
What the fuck?
Oh, wait.
How are those two the real ones, but the fucking antifreeze one? Is like, oh, that's too crazy. God damn it.
Can I have a moment for
I
a second?
I gotta go pee. Like, you enjoy
where,
it. You glow.
Where, like, I would like to, first of all, I'd like to thank God and Jesus. Big ups. I also like to thank Jen. Love you, babe. You really supported me, like, in my heart throughout the whole ordeal. I mean, this is really the most wins I've ever had on the Helpful Snowman. Oh, man. There's so many people I really want to thank. You know, I'd like to thank Peter for coming up with the game.
You're welcome.
I'd like to thank Alec for being, like, an honorable opponent. You know, even though he really sucks at both of these games, I really feel like it really made the game interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really pulled everything
out. Kept it tight,
you know? Especially the last one. First one, not so much. I felt like I pulled ahead really early on in that one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Well, you felt what it was like to be on the other side.
I know.
You know?
I'm trying to remember, like, someone maybe who's listened to all the episodes could say, like, I think I have lost on the first try before.
I know you have at least once.
Yeah.
And there have been at least two times where you lost very early. I couldn't say it was the first time. I know there was one you lost the first time because right. I was so pissed because I had worked so hard.
Like, you'd put all this together and I lost immediately.
That's kind of what's funny about this game is, like, I put the work into it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on one hand, when the one that I do doesn't get guessed until the end, I feel like a failure because I'm like, the one I did was not one of the most likely candidates.
Right.
On the other hand, when it doesn't, or when it does get picked right away, it's a failure because the game didn't really work out.
See, that this is your pessimistic attitude.
It's where you're lose-lose proposition.
It's really like a win-win thing. Like, if the game goes a long way, then you've won. But if the game goes short, then you were really good at crafting an episode description.
It's true. Like, you could look at it both ways. You could say, you know, either way it ends in those good ways means I did a good job.
Mm-hmm. You should feel pretty good about the first game. Just be like, no, it's
terrible.
You should feel good that it was a victory for you, that was so fucking hacky. Like, it was so perfectly shitty sitcom-y. I was like, it has to be real.
Like, it has to.
Like, I was even saying that before I guessed it. I was like, this is like the most sitcom. You made up the most sitcom, I had to guess it. The first one.
Yeah.
Like, of the real episodes, I was like, those aren't as real as the one you made up.
Right.
So the first one you've got to feel pretty good about. And like Ian was saying, and I was like, you better fucking thank me when I was peeing. The first one, I don't give you any credit. This last one, you won that one. I lost that one, and you won that one.
It was fair and square.
It was. Well, the first one, it was like, I beat myself. Peter beat me. Right. So the first one, Peter beat me. Second one, Ian beat me.
It's kind of like if you were playing in the Super Bowl and you just like tripped, like the kicker tripped immediately, and then the other team just ran up and picked up and scored a touchdown right away.
I feel that, it was like the first one, I blame Peter and not Ian. Like, you had nothing to do with it, but this last one, you guessed the right ones, and I you put me right. Yeah, it was well played.
We know who the real winner is. The listener.
Well, always. Yeah. Big ups to you.
Are you
going to
ask for donations after that? Because that was
sometimes
pretty good.
We have equipment, and sometimes that equipment breaks down.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying, these headphones are pretty uncomfortable, and if they were nicer, bigger headphones?
Poon Master Flex has some headphones that are pretty soft.
Why?
Can I afford those?
Why didn't you
Absolutely
bring those over,
not. Huh? Do you think she'll listen to this episode?
No.
Because she's a monster.
Does she still? Yeah. Does she listen? I feel like it was pretty great because defensively when you were like, have you heard the original?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, of course.
I was like, I don't really know. So she was listening to it more because for a while she was going to the gym very regularly.
Right.
In the summer. And she would listen to it. And then she stopped doing that and stopped listening to it. Mm. But like, it's just such a, I know I've brought it up on here before. I just like, it's so weird to me because I feel like if she was like, I'm going to start a podcast, right. I feel like I would always listen to it because I'd be so fascinated by like, what are you going to talk about?
The thing is, I feel like since I don't hang out with you all that often anymore, when I do listen to it, it feels like I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you know, I'm up on what Peter's talking about.
Yeah.
And there's been a few times where I've listened to some recently as in when I hang out with you, and then you're talking about the same things you talk about on the podcast.
Right.
So I wonder if she feels like she gets most of podcast Peter in Peter.
I mean, I do feel like a little of me goes quite a long way.
I didn't mean like more than enough. I just mean she's probably heard the stories that you're just expounding
this is
on.
True.
But it is. I would listen to. I mean, if Sarah fucking like podcasted, holy shit!
Like, what are you gonna talk about?
Oh my god! I'd listen to it every. I'd be like, I want to be involved. I couldn't even not do it.
I know.
I'd be like, what the? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, like, it's about, like, whom I'm dating, because that becomes Peter's number one listener.
This is true.
Wait, yeah. Jen is Peter's number one listener now?
Ooh, well, she's got to really do well in Helpful Snowball 2013.
That's right.
Part 2.
2013?
2013 Part 2.
Clearly, I haven't been listening
There's
lately.
A logo for 2013, so I just want to stick with that.
That's
great. I
don't
want to make a new one.
She is actually working on her poop story right now.
Here's how Pete got me. I listened to every fucking episode in October.
Yeah.
Because you made a game out of it.
Yeah.
And so, just like we might have been talking about
it earlier.
I've
got a little card here with a bunch of crazily scrawled numbers.
Oh, my God. I took it so seriously. I would text Peter in the middle of the day, and I was like, I don't want to cheat, but I'm so confused about how my number came out to be like 3.7383. Well, here, give it to me.
Yeah.
So I can make this real. I was like, so... So Peter, like, well, anybody who's listened even knows, but I was like, first I wrote out Helpful Snowman with like little lines underneath because I thought that all of the numbers would correspond with that.
Right.
And then I checked with you and it turned out no. Then I have a number 4571117 that later, then I have another number 666666, two numbers of the beast. And then slash Jeffrey Dahmer, 17 kills. And so that makes sense. But then here's where it gets crazy. 268-889-274-509. The next number is 2012. And not only that, but I have like scratched out on the bottom, scratched out in the middle, there was some number. Three more scratched out numbers. And then 29.
It's like a mess.
29.72972367320873.
Now, I'd like to point out that this is all on the piece of paper the size of like an unfolded matchbox.
It's smaller like, than a card so that you would small. Give somebody a business card.
Yeah. It's not even a business card, and all of that was on there.
And I took it so seriously. Like, I listened to every episode, and I was like, you know, waiting for the code. And the first code he put on there, I was like, oh, this is going to be fucking difficult. And then I texted him, and he was like, it's not. I was making it more complicated than it actually even was.
Yeah, very excited to break the code.
And then at the end, I was so close. I realized that it was like a month from the past, but I think it was like the 3rd of something, but I thought it was the 30th. So I looked through like 3 or 4 or 5 different fucking episodes, and then like I had to have your help, so it felt like it wasn't a real victory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was... Like, you were the second person to crack it, right?
I don't know if it was simultaneous or if Peter just announced them at the same time.
I think you were second.
Who was the first?
Ian's girlfriend.
Yeah.
She got it pretty quick. Embarrassingly with that.
Yeah.
So she tweeted, you know, so basically you had to solve all these riddles. And then
some of
answer...
which were pretty esoteric.
Yeah,
I couldn't even
weird.
Understand your fucking... A computer generated voice
number, or whatever.
Yeah, because I couldn't understand the wording. I was like, "What the hell is Sudeikis's number? Jason Sudeikis' number?
I don't know what his number is."
Like, yeah, and you were just like, "That's actually." But Jen apparently got all of it.
Yeah,
yeah, and then she tweeted me the answer to the like secret question. You know, that would then tell you that tell me like, okay, she solved the riddle,
right?
And I had no idea what she was talking about. And then she was
awesome.
That was the best part.
Like,
yeah.
Count Chocula or something. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, that's the thing from the.
No,
like,
she explains to you. She's like, I had like, she explained it to me. And I was like, she explained it to me. She's like, I tweeted Peter Count Chocula. And
he
was like,
didn't seem to understand.
Like, and I was like, no, he probably forgot what he did.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Because then I was like, Alec got it first. And then. Ian was like, no, she got it first. And I was like, that's when it all came together for me. I was like, oh, that's what
she was talking about.
Yeah, and then I was like, I had to be like, I'm sorry. I forgot my own game.
That's
and
great.
Then she was like, Ian thought that's what would happen.
That's so great.
He was like, I bet that's what happened.
So Jen, like, you'll be the first one that will listen to this episode.
Yeah.
So I have to congratulate you because I took it super seriously and was listening to it at work, but I fell behind just like Peter fell behind doing them. So I think I sent it to you in like early November.
Yeah. I think yours was only like maybe 2 days later or something like that.
That's so
it
fucking great.
Far behind.
God, that's awesome.
But you
awesome.
Two are the only ones.
So wait a minute. There was also a no prize or something in there. I feel like there was something else that we did too.
Yes, you're supposed to get a no prize.
Yeah.
But
I want my no prize.
I'll give it to you.
All right. I just got it, right? Because it's a no prize. Are you? Wait. Are you doing it? This is going to get pretty nerdy. Are you doing it no prize old school where they actually sent an envelope that said no prize?
Yeah.
Or are you doing the no prize they did later, which is no prize?
No, no. It's an envelope.
All right.
That says helpful snowman, all no right. prize.
That's more exciting.
I ripped off the artwork completely.
That's great.
But
yes.
Changed
with
it
the
slightly.
Thing?
Yeah.
Ah!
I have a stamp.
That's great.
All, yeah.
So instead of Mary Marvel Marching Society, what is your acronym going to be?
I didn't say that. It says it's...
No, I'm saying what do you want to change your acronym for your show?
Well, it can't be the SS because that's...
or can it? That's hilarious.
Triple M is fine. Triple S is in a dangerous territory. Sexy snowman.
Society. Well, triple S is fine. It's the two S's that you really
That's where we get in real trouble.
A stylized couple of S's.
Gotta make sure we get past two or do less than two.
One or three or more.
Really, maybe if you have two S's, but you make them like cloudy as opposed to lightning bolts.
Even
you're
then.
Probably fine.
Maybe we need to do, maybe it should be like five S's. Because then that's clearly not two
That's a
S's.
Lot of S's, but what is that going to stand for?
I know like the four S's
super
is...
Super sexy.
Super sexy.
No, the four S's is like the
Snowman
thing...
Snowman Society. Yeah.
The four S's is like the thing you got in your like airline ticket.
Oh.
Where like if you had to go through the extra screening for a while.
Oh. So
you've
means
clearly
you're like a danger to society?
Oh yeah, like where I call it the Super Secret Screening Society.
But you already have one of those.
Okay, yeah. So it's the Super Secret Snowman Society.
I think I'm good for right now.
Take your time.
Ooh,
Super Secret Snowman Society.
More beer.
What?
Yeah, this is the silence. This is good radio.
Are we done? I think we're done. Did we do it?
Oh.
Did anyone
I lost twice. Jesus Christ.
Did you have a thing?
No, I did not have a
thing. You were about to say,
Nope. Good.
No, I feel like a fucking failure. If I don't win, the next time Ian's back, if I fucking lose a third time, I'll be very sad. Nothing of consequence will happen.
I mean, listen, like this makes me 3 and how much? Like 12?
Yeah, but you're on your way.
3 and 8?
It used to be I won every single one, but now you are on a streak, my friend.
It's really
you're on
like,
a SS, a snowman streak.
Ah.
Maybe next time you two are on, we'll have to have, like, you know, a contest of champions.
Well, but we're the only two that play, so this isn't champions.
Right,
but it'll be, you know, I'll have several contests.
Oh, because I was like, isn't every contest between Ian and I a contest?
Really, we should compete in Helpful Snowball 2013 Part 2.
Somehow, which I didn't know about. Somehow we need to make it so that Pete can compete too. That's the problem.
This is the problem.
I would like you to be able to compete with us, but you can't really make a
game.
You
know
what
I could do? I can get Poon Master Flex to make a game.
Yes.
She could do that.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, if you want to do Helpful Snowball 2013 Part 2, there are very few entrants. And
explain
winner,
this. Pretend that I don't know what this is because I haven't listened to the pertinent episodes, just hypothetically, haha.
So this is the big contest to celebrate episode 300, which is coming up.
Was 200 our 10-hour one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now for 300, the thing is, episode 300 is only going to be released on one vinyl disc.
You're gonna make a vinyl?
Yeah.
Wait,
but
one single
one
vinyl
copy.
Disc?
It's like that fucking Wu-Tang album.
How expensive is that? Yeah, the person paid like $500,000 for it.
That's what we're doing. Except there's only like five people who are interested in it. Which makes it better and dumber.
Yeah,
I love you, Jen.
Does. Well, so, Jen, me now. And then who else? Is like Matt list to listen?
I assume he's entered.
Okay.
I believe Poon Master Flex has entered.
That doesn't count. Fuck you, Poon.
So here's the deal. What you have to do is go to the webpage.
Okay.
And you have to sign up for the newsletter.
Did that.
I'd be happy to do
you
that.
You get it.
I even bought something from one of you on Amazon.
Oh, thank you. And that's how you get your entry.
Okay.
So your entry will come via email.
Okay. Okay. That's all.
That's all you need.
Oh, that's so fucking
and
easy.
It's like it's
fuck
a
yeah.
You know, points-based system. However, you know, most points will win, but you don't have to get all the points. Like so if there's some things you can't do on the thing, that's fine.
So like okay, cool. That's all I need.
And I would highly recommend entering even if you don't have a lot of points because there are not a lot of entries, so you have a decent chance
winning,
of
winning no
being
matter
the only person.
That's awesome.
Who owns Helpful Snowman episode 300.
That'd be great on the vinyl. How much is that going to cost you? Are you going to sell that?
Maybe.
It's
once it's all said and done.
Awesome.
I'll know for sure.
I look forward to hearing.
Really, the best way is to find like a lot of Helpful Snowman books on Amazon. Buy them.
That's a start.
And
you mean
them.
Wads of Power, Contra?
Yes.
Right.
Or Skeleton Army? I read that one. That was fun.
Thank you.
The First of Me. I don't know what that one is. Oh, Stories.
Yep.
Ninja Sons. I read that one too. The End has a twist.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking good.
It's a shocker.
Too. Yeah, it is. I had to put it down.
Yeah.
Bare
books you can't put down.
Barehanded.
You can put that on a quote on the back on the next printer.
Barehanded.
Barehanded poems. Horrible creepy Ken face.
Model Land.
Pete's exhaustive review.
I read all of that, and oh my God, sometimes I got tired. And it was still funny, but fuck me, was that long.
It's a long book.
You read... You So, hypothetically, if there were copies of Peter's other books to compare to that book is equal to his, like, five or six other books.
Yeah. Just summarizing another book.
Oh, it was great, though. It was so fun. The Trill, or what's the word for that person's name?
Oh, like the main person, you mean?
No. Somebody had a name whose name was like La Trilna, or
fuck.
It's pretty funny. You should read it.
Anyway,
it's
Origins.
Got a tilde in it.
Tilde.
Like it's got a tilde.
Tilda
in it,
Swinton.
Yeah.
Not yeah. And then
CL.
CI
tilde capital L.
Tilde capital.
And then Save the Arcade.
Yeah.
But save spelled it. Incorrectly to throw yep. me off.
It's all explained in the narrative.
Oh. So if I want to know, I need to read it.
I will also say that Origins, like to go back to that one for a second, because you flip by that pretty fast.
I've never read
that. Jen, who's probably number one in Helpful Snowball 2013 Part 2.
Okay.
That was her first entry into the Helpful Snowverse.
Did she was still willing to read more?
Oh, yeah. Like, that was her first thing because I had it, like, in my Kindle.
Oh, so she's like, I'll read this.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I'll read this. And
does
then she
it
read it.
Does it feature Ian?
It does not, actually. I'm
Peter's Origins don't feature Ian?
No, they do not.
So when I opened Wads of Power Contra, literally, no lie, the first sentence that my eyes landed on, Lance grabbed Bill's hard penis. Not a fucking lie.
If you want to get to the sexy stuff in Wads of Power, which I've also purchased.
Great.
You should go to the last chapter. That's really where the sexy Ooh. Stuff starts. Like, so
hit the last chapter.
Like,
so just skip.
If you need to jerk off, go to the end.
Giggity. Who doesn't need to? Can I also ask? Do you guys still do the controversial,
controversial,
the duo story on Amazon? That
The digitally
is that still going on?
We're still working on that.
Is
yeah.
Still thing?
Okay.
It's in progress.
Issues.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent.
Okay. This
issue 4 is coming out soon.
Nice. This explains why arcade is misspelled.
Okay.
How it all began. Open on a street in a beach town. We see all kinds of different dudes walking around. We see like a punk dude with Liberty spikes. We see some dudes breakdancing on a big piece of cardboard someone carried out to the sidewalk. We see the girl kind of dudes in yellow swimsuits, and we mostly see their butts and how their long hair reaches down to the tops of their butts. We might think about it if their hair ever gets stuck in their butts or if they've ever accidentally taken a dump on their own hair or dipped it in the toilet. But mostly we think about, damn, look at those butts in those yellow swimsuits. Then we zoom in on one brick building. There's a big sign above the front door, and it says arcade. You might think that it's misspelled. Well, it is. The guy who owns it isn't the most smartest, but he's not the most dumbest. He figured out the name on the sign was wrong way after it was finished, which was the dumb part, but then he just went with it and was like, we'll get two of every game, like that boat Jesus was on. So there you go.
All right. I've learned.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You learned something about the Bible.
I did. The most important thing was the dude kind of girl butts
yeah.
in the yellow. I like that.
So Save the Arcade, a story of how topless fundraisers can save an arcade or not. All right. Well, that's everything. That's everything. Any last words?
I apologize for losing two fucking games in a row. Fuck you
like
and
I've,
fuck Ian.
I feel like I've made Helpful Snowman podcast great again.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah.
I don't like that implies we weren't always great, but I also feel like that is I also feel like great again implies that we were once great,
always
which I don't
great.
Agree with either.
Oh. It's confusing. Peter's self-loathing gets very complicated.
You have to pick either We Were Never Great or We Were Always Great.
How about mediocre?
Don't like either of those.
Sometimes mediocre.
Sometimes make this sometimes okay again.
Well, this episode was great.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
All right. See you next time.